Chapter 9. Flipping Properties. Whenever I hear the term flipping, I'm always reminded of a fish out of water. However, flipping has nothing to do with fishing. Rather, it's a term that came about because it characterizes the rapid turnover of a property, flipping ownership. It means selling a property right after buying it. Indeed, it can mean never really taking title, but instead making a profit by tying up the property and then quickly dumping it. Flipping becomes fashionable mainly when there's a hot market, when properties are jumping up in value by rates of 10, 15, sometimes 25% a year or more. It's fairly easy to lock in a price and then resell for a higher price in very short order. For example, you may buy a house for $150,000 and, in a hot market, be able to quickly resell it for $175,000. If you're careful about how you do this and avoid most of the transaction costs, you can pocket a quick $25,000. In some cases, of course, the profit can be substantially more. On the other hand, in a more normal market, with perhaps 5% price appreciation annually, flipping is more difficult. It's much harder to find a property for which the price will go up so rapidly that a flip is justified. But for savvy investors who spend time looking, bargain-priced properties are available, and flipping these does make sense. In a cold market, it's very hard to find a flippable property. With prices declining, it's simply very unusual to find a buyer who is willing to pay more than you did. Indeed, most buyers want to pay less. To flip real estate, you need to follow certain rules. These rules are not hard and fast, but if you break them, you could suffer. Rule 1. Buy low. The only way you can gainfully flip a property is to pay less for it than market price, or buy at market and wait for values to rise. You cannot make money by paying over market for properties, or buying ones that do not quickly go up in value. Rule 2. Lock in the low price. By locking in a price, you can resell for a higher price. If you don't lock in a price, then the seller can easily sell to the next person and make the profit himself or herself. Rule 3. Have your rebuyer ready. A rebuyer is the person who buys the property from you. Since time is of the essence in these deals, you can't lock up a property and then go out looking for a rebuyer. You must have one who is ready to act. And that's how it's done. No, not really, as we'll quickly see. But those three rules form the basics. Of course, there is one other consideration, and that's to keep yourself out of trouble while you're flipping. You do this through full disclosure. You let all parties know what's happening. That way, there's less chance someone will come back later on and say he or she didn't know what was going on and, hence, was cheated. What about flipping new homes? Have you ever seen lines of people waiting outside the sales office when new homes go up for sale? This happens when the market is hot and there are shortages of homes. Did you think that all of those people were waiting in line to buy a home to live in? If you did, you were mistaken. Many of the people who wait in long lines to buy new homes are hoping to flip the property. If there are 20 new homes being built and the demand is for 500, as has been the case in some areas over recent years, that means that 480 people are not going to get a new home. If you're one of the lucky 20, you can quickly sell to one of the unlucky others. Indeed, sometimes people will even sell a good place in line, if it's close to the front, for hundreds or thousands of dollars. To cut down on this practice, some builders have taken to getting the names of people in line. However, it's usually easy enough to say that the person whose name is on the list was simply a placeholder for the new buyer who takes his or her place. What about flipping resales? Savvy investors are always on the lookout for properties that are for sale at below market. If they find them, they tie them up and then quickly resell them. Sometimes the sales are from foreclosures or REOs or probates, or just from sellers who want out quickly and are willing to take less. What are the steps in flipping a property? It's really not that hard to do. The key is to lock in the price. Once you locate a property that's below market, you present an offer that ties up the seller. If the seller accepts, you have a period of time in which to resell, depending on how that offer was structured. Your time period can be anywhere from a minimum of about 30 days to a maximum of about 6 months. You then bring in your rebuyer, one who actually purchases the property, who concludes the sale with the original seller. The money transfer is all done in escrow. The new buyer gets a mortgage and puts up a cash down payment in the usual fashion. A portion of the purchase price goes to cash out the original seller, and you get the difference, usually in cash, but sometimes in the form of a second mortgage for yourself. There are two methods of accomplishing this, assignment and options. The option is the easiest to understand. Real estate options are not much different from stock options. For the buyer, they are an opportunity, but not a requirement, to purchase for a set price by some future date. For the seller, they are a commitment to sell usually for a set price by a set date. The basics of an option are fairly straightforward. First, you locate the property and make an option offer. If the sellers accept, you next give them option money, perhaps $1,000 at minimum. And they, in exchange, give you the right to purchase the property, usually at a fixed price, for up to a certain amount of time, typically no more than 6 months or a year. Next, you find a rebuyer, someone who will purchase the property from you at a higher price. This is the person whom you, hopefully, have ready to go. Finally, you exercise the option at the low fixed price agreed upon by the seller, and then sell to the rebuyer at the new higher price, keeping the difference, which is the profit. In actual practice, all of these moves are made simultaneously, and the seller pays the normal seller's closing costs, and the rebuyer pays the normal buyer's closing costs, with very few transaction costs left for you to pay. And it really is that simple. The key, of course, is finding the right priced property, the right seller, and the right rebuyer. The right property is one that is either undervalued or in an area where prices are accelerating. The right seller is usually someone who wants to get out and is strapped for immediate cash. Remember, in order to get an option, you pay the seller some money. It can be any amount, but it has to be enough to persuade him or her to give you an option. A typical amount might be between $500 and $5,000, depending on the value of the property. The biggest problem with the option is the time factor. The term of the option is negotiable. Usually, options run from 30 days to 6 months, but they can be for virtually any length of time. The trouble is that sellers usually want out quickly, and a seller who is willing to give you an option of more than 60 days is unlikely to be willing to also give you a good price. In the past, options in real estate were used primarily for properties other than residential. They were used to buy land, commercial or industrial buildings, farms, and so on. They were used to allow the buyer time to obtain difficult financing, for example, or to secure a change in zoning, or for some other similar reason. Recently, however, they have been increasingly used in residential real estate as part of a flipping strategy. In these cases, the time frame is typically very short, less than 3 months, and the amount of option money given to the seller is likewise usually small, typically under $5,000.